It really is a family affair at the Soap Lady's house in Sandy. Kathy Wozniak's kitchen is brimming with pots and freshly baked loaves of soap.
Well, I have my sister Michelle, and she just does everything. I mean, she's concentrating on wrapping, making sets today. But she helps me make soap and does pretty much everything. I have my niece Mikkel in the back. She does bath bombs today.
Wozniak says this will be her 20th year selling colorful, fragrant vegetable glycerin soaps at the summer market. This year, she's hoping the new bacon soap will lure some adventurous customers.
I think it looks as close to bacon as you can in a soap. Not edible, but it smells like bacon.
Wozniak says the ritual has paid off. Her products are now on the shelves at Harmon's grocery stores.
They've helped us grow our business and supported us, given us free marketing. It's a wonderful result of the Downtown Farmers Market.
Nick Como, a spokesperson with the Downtown Alliance, says the market is a great incubator for local businesses and builds relationships between consumers and producers.
You know, the person at the checkout stand can't give you an recipe for how to make this rhubarb, but the person who grew it that you're meeting at the farmers market certainly can. So the impact is people are getting more and more connected to their food, learning where it comes from, and supporting their local economy all at once.
The Downtown Farmers Market is open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. from June 14th to October 25th. This year, some new vendors include Beltex Meats, Ice Lollies, and Good Grains Gluten-Free Bakery. Whitney Evans, KUER News.